From our New York studios up in Harlem, let's go inside her story with Jackie Reed. Good morning, Jackie.
Good morning, Tom, Sybil, and Jay. You guys, as unrest continues across this nation, a part of the frustration folks are feeling is about the recent death of 12-year-old Tamir Rice. Now, you know, he was shot and killed by Cleveland police. At the time of the shooting, Tamir was playing with a toy gun. Now there is an effort in Cleveland to buy back toy guns. I'm going inside her story with anti-violence activist Yvonne Pointer and Damian Forche, co-founder of the Urban Farm Organization Rid All Green Partnership. Good morning to you both.
Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning. How you all doing?
Really well. Yvonne, let me start with you. This toy gun buyback program is nothing new. You all have done this before, but it seems like great timing. Tell me when you're doing it and how this will work.
Well, we're going to do it Saturday, December 13th at the Boys and Girls Club here in Cleveland. And what we're hoping to do is to get mothers and fathers to say to their children, it's unacceptable to play with guns, and to bring the guns to the toy buyback, and we're going to give them gift cards and comic books. Now, we started this momentum a year and a half ago, so you can see that it's timely.
Right. You it's like you almost saw what was going to happen with young Tamir, and we know cases like this have happened before. Now, Damian, let me ask you, because Yvonne was telling me, you guys kind of got some pushback about doing this from people who support real gun ownership. Tell me a little bit about that.
Well, I haven't really heard much of a pushback from anyone.
Yvonne, can you tell me a little bit more
about
that?
Yeah, on the Post, Rachel Dissel with the Cleveland Plain Dealer did a story about this. And we had people saying, okay, are we to turn in our super soakers? They feel like we're going to the extreme, that children should be allowed to play with guns. Jackie, we're not talking about just guns. We're talking about guns, toy guns that look like real guns.
Right. And Damian, what would you say to parents? You know, Christmas is almost here. This is the time when a lot of parents, of course, buy toys for their kids. And a lot of them may be thinking about buying toy guns for their little black sons. What would you say to a parent that's considering this and thinks that this may not be a big deal to buy their son a toy gun?
I would ask them to think about it and see if they would be interested in, say, if someone else's kid bought a toy gun and came up to them and pointed it to them, not knowing or having any understanding of it's, you know, just a toy and not a real gun, and it's kind of threatening. You know, when you put a toy gun in a kid's hand, the first thing they do is point it at somebody. So would you want that to happen to you or,
right,
you know, anyone else? So I would suggest that, you know, they look at other options to get their kids instead of introducing them to something that's going to lead to a life of trouble.
Like a book.
Jackie, did I hear them say that they want super soakers turned in too?
Well, Tom, that's the critic. We're not saying that. That's those people who are saying, okay, this
is taking it to the extreme.
Right, they say that, right.
Okay,
Got it. So Yvonne, and Tom, let me tell you a little bit about Yvonne's story. You know, for mothers and fathers of Tamir, Michael Brown, and too many others who lost their sons unnecessarily to violence, as well as anyone out there feeling frustrated with the cases of Eric Garner and Trayvon Martin and Michael Brown. Yvonne's 14-year-old daughter, Tom, was raped and murdered back in 1984. And the man who did this was found guilty earlier this year, so many years later. And Yvonne threw herself into finding out what happened to her daughter and also activism against violence. And Yvonne, let me ask you a little bit about that, because at first you were trying to find a celebrity to help you out. You didn't really think that you were equipped to be out here, you know, protesting and trying to raise awareness to violence, right?
Right. What could I have done 29 years ago with the likes of the Tom Joyner Morning Show to let people know that our young African-American children are being raped and murdered, our innocent children? But we don't get the publicity, unfortunately. So when I started looking for someone, I wanted to find anyone with a voice that would speak for our children. Unfortunately, no one responded. So along the way, I became the activist that I was looking for. It didn't start out to be. But now I have made a commitment to use my voice, my notoriety, my celebrity, if you will, status to speak for children who are voiceless around this country, innocent murdered black children.
Mm. How are you feeling as you watch television and you see all these protests going on in reaction to what happened with Michael Brown and now with Eric Garner?
Well, I want people to know that the Calvary is not coming, Tom and Jackie. We are the Calvary. We have to come up with ideas such as what the Riddall Foundation did with the toy gun buyback. It's the moms and pops in the kitchens that's going to come up with the solutions. We have to stop demanding that President Obama do something, or our mayors or our governors. We have to be the change that we want to see in this world. We're the protectors of our children. But I want to say to those mothers whose hearts are wounded, there is hope. Don't give up. 29 years it took me to find the killer of my daughter's murder. So some people might say, why didn't you give up? Why didn't you give up? Because there's hope for black children, and we are their hope.
And Damien, let me ask you, because this, you know, you all are doing this toy gun buyback in Cleveland. Would you like to see this become something across the nation? Because, you know, what's happening with our young black men is not and boys isn't something that's just happening in Cleveland. Do you think this can become a national program?
Definitely. You know, that's the whole thing why we created the actual toy gun buyback, because we actually have solutions to help, you know, kids across the country as well as in our communities to become aware of different change as far as, you know, we have puppet shows, we have plays, we have educational programs, we have those comic books to, you know, meet the hard-to-reach kids and teach them about the green movement and then the environmental justice for the non-traditional hard-to-reach audience. So we have a different array of things that we want to introduce to the different cities around the country in the blighted areas where, you know, the low-income poverty is, where the kids are facing more of the challenges.
How many toy guns have been turned in so far?
Well, our lunch is this Saturday. We're going to be doing it Saturday the 13th.
Oh, you just
a week
started.
From tomorrow.
Okay.
Right. And we have been blessed by organizations like the National Council of Jewish Women who have purchased the gift cards. So this is not a black or white issue. This is a people problem, and we all have to come together to help with these solutions.
All right. Well,
congratulations.
And we want to get more information.
Yeah, where do we go to get more information, you guys?
As far as Riddall Green Partnership, you can go to riddall.org. That's RIDALL.org. You can find out all about what we're doing in Cleveland as well as around the country. And you can contact us, and we can show you how to get involved and help with the movement.
I like it.
And you can go to my website at www.YvonnePointer.com to learn more about the Gloria Poynter team movement.
Yvonne Poynter.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah. You can hear all about her story about her daughter and that killer being found, you guys. Thank you both for what you're doing. It's really important, Tom, to get these guns out of the hands of these young black boys at this time. Tamir Rice's story is evidence of that.
Good luck to you.
Thank you, guys.
Yeah, good job, Jackie.
Thanks, guys.
Inside her story. I like it. I like it a lot.